very much for your participating in this countries and movement. This movement was started by Lord Chaitanya 500 years ago in India, West Bengal. What is that sound? But this moment is not 500 years old. It is coming since very, very long time. As you have advertised Bhagavad Dharma. This is part of Bhagavad Dharma.
This Bhagavad Dharma was
explained by Prahlad Maharaj, a great devotee of Lord Nrisimhadev Narayan. Some millions of years ago, his father was Hiranyakashipu, atheist. He did not believe in God. But by the grace of Narad Muni, his son, from the very womb of his mother, he was initiated in this Krishna consciousness, and after his birth he became a great devotee, and when he was only 5 years old he was preaching this Krishna consciousness movement among his class fellows. He was little more king's son. He had no opportunity to go out of the palace. Still, he took the opportunity of speaking something about this Bhagavad Dharma among his class fellows. So, he was canvassing his class fellows, chant Hare Krishna. The Bhagavad Dharma is called Hita Bhajarma Sahasranam Dehinam Yandehishu Pranayda Saibhyavata Srevasadaram Sala. Bhagavad Dharma, execution of Bhagavad Dharma. There are different types of dharma. Dharma means the course of God, the Lord of God, real dharma, or religion. Dharma to Shastar Bhagavat Pranidam. Dharma means the course, the Lord, which is given by God. This is the simple definition of God, dharma. So, religion, this English word, is not sufficient translation of the word dharma. Religion, according to English language, religion means a kind of faith. You may believe in some faith. Some may believe in Hindu religion, I must may believe in Christian religion. One may become a Christian from Hindu or from a Hindu to Christian, generally fine, this change. But the dharma does not mean like that. Dharma means which you cannot change. It is the constitutional part of your life. So, Bhagavad says, dharma prodhita kuidama atra. Dharma, the so-called religion, kuidama, which is cheating. Kuidama means cheating. Dharma prodhita. Prodhita means prakrishirupena ujjita. Throw kicks out. Dharma prodhita kuidama atra. Paravanimasaranam satam. So there are different kinds of dharma. See, but what is real dharma? Real religion. Real religion is, as described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, dharmam sukhasad bhagavat pranita. Real religion is the code which is given by God. It's like you may have some bylaws in your office or in your home, but there is state law. There you cannot, I will say, disobey state law. It's like in your country, the state law is a kick to the left. In America, the state law is kick to the right. So here we have to obey. If you drive your car, keep to the left. You cannot do something. You cannot say, I'm American. I go in my country. To the right. Why should I drive on the left? No. Because it is the state law, you must obey. Similarly, dogma is such a thing that you cannot disobey. You must obey. Because it is a code given by God. If you are so much respectful to the laws of the state, and how much respectful you should be to obey the laws given by God. So, we find in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam saranam braja. This is real love. Krishna said in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, dharma samsthapanathaya sambhavami jivedi. I descend in different millennia, jivedi, for establishing the real dharma, real religion. Jadasadahi dharma sabrani bhavati bhagata om puttanam madharma sadatmanam sujamaham puritranam sadhanam vilasayata dhukshitam. Dharma sarasthapanathaya yuge yuge dhannavan. So, God descends. He comes himself or he sends his representative to re-establish the real purpose of religion. Whenever there is discrepancy in the matter of discharging real religion. So the real Krishna, when appears, he says his last instruction is, in the Bhagavad Gita, you know, those who have read Bhagavad Gita. He says, the most confidential part of religion is this. What is that? Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam saranam braja. So give up all other processes of faith and religion. Simply surrender unto me. Aham pa kaya pa pi pamukha ni mati. Really that means to become purified. To become purified from our sinful activities. So Krishna says that if you surrender unto me, when I speak Krishna, you may understand God. God is speaking that you surrender unto me and I give you protection from the reaction of all sinful activities. In this material world, we are encased in this material body for our sinful activities. Different types of sinful activities. So, our aim of life is to get out of this sinful activity and be situated in our own original position, constitutional position, spiritual position. Because we are part and parcel of God. We are as pure as God. But we have been contaminated by this material association, and therefore we have got different types of body engagement. And according to the different types of bodies, we have to enjoy or suffer the material happiness. This is our position. So, bhagava dharma means to surrender and to go. That's all. Very simple thing. That Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is teaching us in Bhagavad Dharma how to surrender. He demanded that you surrender unto me, but still people misunderstood him. Therefore, he again came, Krishna again came, in the form of Lord Chaitanya as a devotee, and he taught us how to approach Krishna, how to become the Prabhupada. So, this Bhagavad Dharma is eternal as long as we are there, as long as God is there, our relationship with God, that is called Bhagavad Dharma. Bhava. Bhava means person. Bhava means person. And Bhagavan means who is the most fortunate, and who has got all the opulence. So God has got all the opulence. And one who is in association with God, he has also all the opulence. And the exchange between God and the devotee, in all opulences, it is called Bhagavata. So, Prahlad Maharaj is speaking amongst his class fellow, Kumaro Akarit Prasa Dharman Bhagavatani Ho. Kumaro, Kumaro Akarit Prasa Dharman Bhagavatani Ho. Durlabha manasam janama sadasya dhruvamatmanam. He says, my dear friend, because his friends were born of atheist family. Prahlad Maharaj also, his father was atheist. So, they are not agreeable to their friends and wives, Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj was canvassing to his friend, little friend, my dear friend, chant Hare Krishna. And they were replying, Prahlad, why you are insisting us to chant Hare Krishna? Let us play. We shall see Hare Krishna at the time of death. But he was insisting, my dear friend, No. Go where Arthur is from. Says, the Krupp Arthur's should be studied, should be understood from the very beginning of boy, Kumar. Kumar means boy. From a boy means from the age of 5 years. And education begins at the age of 5 years. Similarly, Krishna consciousness and Dharma Dharma should be taught to the children as soon as the child is 5 years old. That is his instruction. Why so early? We can understand about God later on. No, but as man says, Dullavana Manasana Janma. Very rarely. My dear friend, you have got this human form of life after many, many births. That's the modern civilization they do not know. The university education they do not know. The scientists they do not know. There is a false theory, Darwin theory, about evolution of a species, but that is not perfect knowledge. That is simply an idea taken from Puranas. And in Puranas, this Darwin theory is not new to the Vedic knowledge. It is a theory only, but the actual fact is different. Actual fact is described in the Puranas, where it is described. Asitim Chaturam Chaiva Lokhan San Jiva Jati Su. Jiva Jati, different species of life. There are 8,400,000 of different species of life. Asitim Chaturam. Asitim means 80. And Chaturam means 4. 84. Lokhan. 100,000. Jivajati, there are different species of life. They are developing because after devastation, the whole universe is filled up with water. So in the water, the first living beings are the pieces of the aquatic. Then, that these are aquatic means. A living entity embodied by that fish body. Just like we are now, everyone of us. I am also a soul, you are also a soul. We are embodied by this body, human form of body. Similarly, we have to accept the body of a fish because we are in this material world. When there is water only, where shall we go? We must live here in this material. Unless we are liberated, we must have to live, and according to the circumstances, we get different types of body. So, from the aquatic, next homosexual is birds, bees, and trees, plants, then insects, then birds, then bees. In this way, after millions and millions of years, you have seen that a tree is traveling for thousands of years. If I get a body of a tree, then I will have to stand in one place for many thousands of years. Therefore, when you come by gradual evolution in the different species of life, by nature, when you come to this point to possess a human form of body, it is very, very rare. That is to describe Dullavanga Manasana Janma. Dullava. Du means difficult, and lava means gain. दुर्लभान मान संग जन्म तदपि अधुर्भम इसे दुर्लभम मान संग जन्म तदपि अधुर्भम अथलम अदी गांव से कई पर है वी शैल नॉट लीव फॉर एवर इट दिस बॉडी दे एनिमल्स आर सो दे विल ऑल्सो नॉट लीव फॉर एवर The body is the same after a certain period of time. So he says, Prahlad Maharaj says, my dear friend, this body, this human form of body, is very, very rarely we are obtaining. Although it is temporary. But there is a great gain. In the animal life, that is also temporary. And this human form of body is also temporary. But the animal cannot get that achievement which we can get. Dullavam manasam janma tadavi adhuvam arthadam. Arthadam means, artha means meaning, artha, material profit, or spiritual form. So we can, by the help of this human form of body, we can achieve some very great profit. That is the fact. That is the human mission. Not like that we take our bus like cats and dogs. Everyone takes bus. The process of bus is the same. The male, female sexual intercourse, and there is some child. So there is no difference between the human process of birth and the animal process of birth. There is no difference of living condition of the animal and the human being. Because the animal eats, we also eat. The animal sleeps, we also sleep. The animals have facility for sex life, we have also got the facility of sex life. The animal also defends according to its own way. We can defend with atom bomb, that's all. But it's different. Nothing more. Therefore, about this whole thing, eating, sleeping, making, and defending their common. The special feature of this human form of body is that he has developed consciousness how to understand God. The animal has got it. And the process of understanding God and to revive our relationship with God is called Bhagavata. This is the explanation of Bhagavata. The suffering, sleeping, making, this is also Dharma. Dharma means the activities, constitutional activities. Any man or any animal who has got this body, he must eat. This is also dharma. Dharma means which he cannot avoid. Because we have become human beings, it is not that we can avoid it. That is not. This is also dharma. So this dharma, this practice, this occupation, is visible in animal life and human life. But another thing, the dharma which we actually means to understand God, that is not visible in animal life. That is not possible. Therefore, dharmena hina kutubhikamana. Anyone who does not cultivate religious life is no bigger than an animal. If you are simply interested with eating, sleeping, making, and defending, nothing more, then this is animal activity. This is not human activity. So we have got this opportunity. Why we should accept religious life to get out of this material classes? People do not take it very seriously. But those who are intelligent, did it in secret. And the Bhagavad Gita is fine. That living soul, the living entity of the soul, Rajati Namriyati Bhakatati, Nitta Sastrayangati Annamani Sadiri. The living entity of the soul is never born. It never dies. It is the oldest. Nitta Sastrayang Purana. Purana is very old. Nitta, eternal. Nahannate Annamani Sadiri. Does not die after the destruction of this body. The death of birth is of the body, not of the soul. Therefore, when we are actually intelligent, culture, advanced, then we should be inquisitive that if I am eternal, then why I am subjected to the stimulations of birth, death, old age and disease? That is intelligence. It is not intelligence that the cats and dogs are eating on the footpath. I am eating a very nice place like a hotel or nice table. We are eating, that's all. It is not the advancement of civilization when you think that you have got good apartment, good house and sleeping in a nice bed, and the cat and dog is lying on the floor on the street. No, it's sleeping. When you sleep, the enjoyment is as good as of the cat and dog. Similarly, sex life also, we also enjoy your food. Then what is your special prerogative? The special prerogative is that you can understand in this life that you are Siddhana, you are Brahma. Therefore, in the human form of life, if one is not as so advanced as to inquire about the Brahma, Adhaka Brahma Jigyasa, this human form of life is meant for inquiring about Brahma, as spiritual. So long, this inquiry is not there, one is adult. So Bhagavad Dharma is meant for actually for the advanced human being. Bhagavad Dharma means to know what I am. Am I this body or something else? If you study yourself, you can also understand. Or if you take instruction from the Vedas, then also you can understand. The knowledge is already there. If you take advantage of the knowledge, you can know. But if you make analysis by yourself, then also you know. But if you make analysis, meditation, speculation, it will take long, long years. Because if you don't accept the standard faith, then it will waste, your time. So you will have to come to the same point. But if you are inquisitive, that is your time. If we come to the point of inquiring about what I am, oh, that is great advancement. Adhata Brahma Jigyasa. I can understand very well that when there are so many babies here, I was also a baby. My body, I had a body like a baby on the lap of my mother. I can remember that. Then I became a child, then I became a boy, then I became a young man, not an old man. Now the bodies, different bodies, I possess, I remember, but those bodies are no more existing. Where is my childhood body? Where is my boyhood body? Where is my youthhood body? They are all gone. So although the bodies are gone, I remember that I had a body of a child, I had a body of the woman, higher the body of young man. Therefore, I am eternal, my body does not eternal. Therefore, the conclusion should be, when I change this body, then I will exist. And that is, the tathādehāṅgaraṁ prāpti dhīra sattvam. Everything is there. Either you study yourself or take the lesson from the Vedic version. The Vedic version is that dehinasmīn-yathādehī kaumānam yauvanam jadā tathādehāṅgaraṁ prāpti dhīra sattvam namunyam. Just like I'm changing, you are changing, everyone is changing, every second, every moment you are changing body. So, similarly, changing of this body, accepting another body. After leaving this body, I accept another body. That body is not in my hands. What kind of body I am going to accept next? That depends on my work here in this body. I am preparing my next body in this life. Just like a child is being, a boy is being educated to prepare his next life. If he is nicely educated, his next life is very bright. If he is not nicely educated, then it is very dark. Similarly, if it is chance, this human form of body is a jungle. From animal forms of life, by gradual process of evolution, I have come to this human form of life. Now, I have to make out next what life is. You can promote yourself to the higher planetary system. You can promote yourself to the spiritual world. You can get your eternal life. That is called arthagam. That achievement you can do in this human form of life. So, anyone who is attempting to get eternal blissful life of knowledge, he is intelligent man. Otherwise, one who is spoiling his life simply for animal propensities, eating, sleeping, mating, he is no better than animals. Cats and dogs. Polish cat, polish dog maybe. But he is having. This Bhagavad Dharma means that how to get out of these four defects of material life or four miserable conditions of material life, birth, death, old age and disease, and get eternal, blissful life of knowledge. That is called Bhagavad Dharma. It is a great science. It is not sentiment. It is a great science. And anyone can achieve this benefit in this human form of life. Anyone. It doesn't matter what he is, provided he is serious about getting out of his material clutches and regaining his spiritual life. That is what. So, Vedic civilization is aim and discourse. Therefore, you don't find any Vedic civilization industrial enterprise or so many material activities, but they were concerned how to get out of this material status and regain our original position. That is called mukti, liberation. Liberation means to be situated in our original position. We are part and parcel of God. God, just like gold, and part and parcel of gold is also gold. Therefore, the Vedic literature says that you try to understand that you are also Brahma. God is Supreme Brahma. You are also Brahma. And mold your life as Brahma. But the system of consciousness movement is how to mold this life to understand that we are all Brahmas and our original source is the Parabrahma. Just like Arjuna accepted Krishna, Parabrahma, Paramadhama, Pavitram, Paramam Bhavan. Krishna You are
Parabrahma.
That is accepted by the Veda. Nityanityanam chetana chetanayam eka bahunam vidudhati tama. God means He is also a living entity as you are, as I am. As you are sitting and speaking, your face to face, then similarly, God is also a person like you, like me. But He is very, very powerful. Just like here in this material world also, I see that you are more powerful than me, another person is more powerful than you, another person is more powerful than him. It is a goal practice. When you find the supreme powerful, that is God. That is God. Supreme power. Here, in this our relative position, I see that I am powerful. Somebody is less powerful than me, and somebody is more powerful. This is relative one. Nobody can say that I am the most powerful. Nobody is more powerful than me. Nobody is. That is not possible. Similarly, you go on fasting, who is the most powerful? If you are fortunate enough, if you can find out such a person, the most powerful, nobody is more powerful than it. That is all. So God's definition is not very difficult. Simply, so we have to go through the shastra. The basic literature says that the supreme powerful is Krishna. Ishara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadi Rari Govinda Sarvakarana Kaha. Krishna also says in the Bhagavad Gita, Matta Paradananda Kinti Yasti Dhananjaya, Maya Dhananjaya. So, nobody is superior than therefore, Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. Try to find out your relationship with Krishna and mold your life in that way. That is Krishna consciousness movement. Thank you.
What
do you mean by scientific advancement?
Well, material advancement.
Material advancement, you still finish. What is advancement? You do not want to die. But why you die? That is your advancement.
No, I fully agree with your interpretation of Bhagavad, but the comparison between Darwin's discovery and what is mentioned in Bhagavad, I don't agree with that. It is already mentioned in Bhagavad, but Bhagavad, you are from a different point of view, so...
No, that is that's wrong theory. That's what he said. That's a wrong theory. Darwin is studying this body. He does not know, he has no information of the soul. Therefore, his knowledge is imperfect. His theory is imperfect. It is a long subject matter. He wants to discuss the karma study. It's a wrong theory. That is not scientific advancement. Science means it must be correct. That is science. If science is theory, then not science. So Darwin is advocating theory, maybe like this, perhaps like this. This perhaps maybe is not science. This is only suggestion. We have to deal with the fact. That is science.
Yes, but as you say, there are two ways of reaching God. either through study of Vedas or through Sanskrit.
Yes, through study of Vedas. Not study is something nonsense. Study of Vedas.
Can you not put it in the category of self-analysis?
Because it is based on experimental science. Yes, self-analysis is to analyze yourself. If you think yourself, meditate, wait. Study your finger. Am I the finger? The answer will be no. My finger. Am I this hand? Then the answer will be no. It is my hand. Then where is the eye?
That is,
if you can study
eye,
then it is scientific.
No, but
simply my is not scientific. That is diagnosed, it is my finger.
Yes, but
I mean,
it is a question
which came forward towards
studying oneself.
That further means when you come to the conclusion that I am spirit soul, if you can't understand it, then it is healthy. If you remain in ignorance that I am this body, that is not healthy. Actually, I am not this body. If you don't understand, just like a dead man, some of your relatives have died. You are crying, oh, my friend has gone, my friend has gone. Oh, your friend is lying dead, why is it? That my friend has gone. What is the answer? You might say, the dead body, you are crying. Oh, my relative has gone, my father has gone, or something. I say, where he has gone, he's here. Why you are crying? Well, what will be your answer?
No, I mean, that is the ultimate
thing. Understand, what is that? You have never seen your father or cat. You have seen this body. Now you are crying. Now he has gone. Oh, why you have gone? You have seen the body all around that line here. Why you say he has gone? What is your answer? This is ignorance. All along I have seen the false thing. He is my father and the body. But he is not my father. Actually, if my father and my God are from this body, I say, oh, my father has gone. Where he has gone? Is the body is here? This is ignorance. That it is not scientific. Because I am thinking of this body, this is not scientific. This is ignorance. Then in this way you have to study. But the answer is there in the Vedic literature. Tathāde āntaram prāthi vīrastatthanamuyati. My father has accepted another God. This is fact. Vīra, once he is sober, he is not narrative. Just like your child from babyhood, he becomes grown up. Or accept another. You are not crying. Where is that body of my child, that baby body? Where is gone? But you know that he has transferred to this body. Similarly, when you get this knowledge that my father has left this body, he has accepted another body, although it is not visible, that is knowledge, that is heaven.
Yes,
but my heavenly person is very difficult to visualize. But therefore, he has to study. Every rascal fool has to study. There is education. Therefore, basic literacy is there. If you don't study, can you see if it's unscientific at once? Can you? What is this nonsense? If you have no knowledge, if I have no study, why do you say unscientific? Don't say it.
How are the beautiful numbers of Krishna of singing Rama and Krishna helps achieving the great?
Because it will be exactly Krishna. Krishna and Krishna's name is not different. Krishna is absolute. So you see, these Europeans and American boys and girls simply chanting how they are advancing in spiritual consciousness. This is practical, not theoretical. Krishna means Krishna. It's like here in this material world, if I want to drink water, if I say water, 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 that is not satisfied. I want the substance water. So here there is difference between the name and the samasya. But in the absolute world, there is no such difference. Rama Vrindavani Krishna. Krishna, the person and Krishna's name, the same. Therefore, if you chant Krishna, then you are in direct touch with Krishna. So that will help you for your spiritual advancement. Just like if you are in touch with fire, you will get yourself warmer, 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 and at last you get red fire. Similarly, if we are in touch with Krishna, then we advance spiritually, and then we become completely spiritualized or original Brahma. This is the problem. Simple problem. Chant Hare Krishna and you gradually develop your spiritual process. That is actually happening. It is not story. You can see practice. How they are spiritually advanced. Why not experiment yourself? What is the loss? If you chant Hare Krishna, is there any loss? Tell me, is there any loss? But why can't you do it? Why not make a try? Instead of asking, you see practically what is happening. Okay. See, there are different civilizations, different cultures. How they are developing their system of answers? How is it possible? Simply by chanting. This is practical. Throughout the whole world, in Africa, in America, in Canada, everywhere. So, this is very simple process. But people who invest their time by asking, why not make an experiment and see what is written? That is all.